Yeah, it's been fantastic to announce today that Cabinet has approved on Monday a 10-year pathway for GoGo Station to have 8,986 hectares put on a pathway to being turned into freehold in time, provided they meet a range of development gates and approvals, which they're undertaking to do in the project.
So can you explain to us what some of these development gates are?
Yeah, the step is that the approval by Cabinet means that they have a three-year option to lease. Within that 3 years, they are required to get all the respective approvals, including negotiating an Indigenous land use agreement with the Gunyandi people, the approvals for clearing of land, the approvals for access to water and water licensing, the approvals for a range of other authorities that have to happen in order to have irrigated agriculture on that site. Once they achieve that, they'll be offered a development lease, and that is a formal change in tenure. And then they've got development gates, which they put to us for development of irrigated agriculture, which includes 7 centre pivots on 5,000 hectares and 25 irrigation fields, so quite a substantial irrigation development on the 8,900 hectares that they have. If they meet all that development, which they're telling us they can and will, after spending considerable amount of money, they have the option of moving to a Section 79 general lease, or in fact a freehold if they wish it. So they already have Cabinet approval to move to freehold as long as they meet the requirements that they're required to do in the project. So a fantastic irrigated agriculture project supported by the Water for Food program, which is our Royalties to Regions funded program.
It sounds like there's still a lot of work to be done though. Is it achievable?
There certainly is a lot of work. This is the first step. In fact, this is the second of these projects. The first one was Mowinjum, just outside of Derby. You might have heard of that.
Yep.
This is the second one, and we've used this to develop up the processes we need for others that might want to move down this path. So this government, the Liberal National Government, is supporting irrigated agriculture development in the Kimberley and Pilbara. This is one such project, giving them an early signal that they can move to a higher level of tenure, which is bankable, means that it gives them confidence to invest, and therefore, provided they meet those development pathways, which they're required to do, they can finish up with freehold land.
What do you like about this project?
In particular, I'm impressed with how they've engaged with the Gunyandi people. Clearly, there's a strong mutual respect there. In fact, I'm hoping that this engagement can be a model for how other pastoral leases might engage in a similar process to move towards freehold for irrigated agriculture, but also the confidence that they have in the agriculture sector and their preparedness to invest in irrigated agriculture, which is underdone in Western Australia and underdone in our north. We are now offering them a pathway to achieve that, and the maturity of how they've done that is impressive, and it should be a good shining light for others to consider taking this path.
Have a good day at GoGo. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.